Now on your Monday afternoon update program, once again, I'm Ben Aberg. This afternoon, talking about Brenna's B-Bags supplies drive. I have Bailey Cliffman along with Sabrina Smith and Zedekiah Turner with me. So yeah, let's go around and talk about all your involvements in this.
I am Bailey Cliffman. I am a coordinator on this project and I work for Brenna Schools. And that's my job, but I also work as parents' as teacher coordinator at the school.
I'm Sabrina Smith, and I am a member of the FCA, which is putting on this B-Bag Drive.
I'm Zedekiah Turner, a senior at Bernal High School, and I am also a member of the FCA, putting on the B-Bag Drive.
All right, so this project, first of all, before we get into talking a little bit about what it's all about, if we can talk about a little bit about how it started, too.
In the summer between my junior year, I went to a Christian-affiliated camp and learned a lot about the lives that foster kids have bouncing around from home to home, and it really tugged on my heartstrings. So I had the idea to start this program to maybe make that transition a little bit better, and not just for foster kids, but for kids that might need a little bit of extra support at home and don't have access to all these items necessarily. So that was the idea behind it, and it's kind of just flourished in our little community every time we've had the drive.
So overall, I know that, you know, you have the origins, and then it looks to grow each year. What's the goal for this year?
This year, our goal is giving some bags to our conference schools as well, instead of just facilities that work with foster care kids, because we've seen it a lot in our small school that there's a lot of needs locally, and maybe they're not always taken to that state level. And so we would like to just help out in our small communities too.
All right. So if we can tell us a little bit about how this all runs, how this all, you know, kind of works to put this on this year.
So each class is given a different item to bring, and then whatever class brings the most ends up with a reward, whether that's a pizza party or some type of party. And each class, just you want to get the most items possible, and it's based off like a point system.
We've split up the different classes into bringing different items: toothpaste and toothbrushes and flashlights and other hygiene products like that. Just then we'll pack it all in a bag, and by the end of it, send it off to wherever.
All right, so for, you know, for people that are donating these items, of course, and they all kind of go, and there are kind of specific items that go to each grade level, and it goes through all the way K through 12, is that?
Yeah.
If people are members of the community, I know this is kind of a competition between the grade levels. Are members of the community able to participate in this and maybe sway a little bit of the which grade level wins, or is that kind of separate?
You can definitely help. Teachers do tend to help with the class they are in, so they tend to help their class get that pizza party.
We've also had a couple community members. The Bernal Community Club donated 24 bags just to the fundraiser in a whole. But we've had a couple community members donate or order items for the project and be like, I want this to go to my kid's class, or the third grade class per se. So that's also an option if people aren't in our community but want to help their grandchild or their nephew or niece out to win this prize. So there's definitely options.
Yeah, so there are options for those in the community. If they don't know what items to get, are they able to do monetary or gift card or something like that?
So I don't know if it's always been a thing, but this year, if you do bring gift cards, it's still counted towards the point system. So however many gift cards you get, you can get points for that as well if you don't get the items.
All right. And in terms of getting those donations in, where again, what times are people able to bring those in?
For the classes, we made the deadline April 12th to have them all turned in, but we don't want the community to feel like they can't give any other times. We do have places that we can store these items, so year-round you can always drop items off. But for this year's drive, we're hoping to have the bags filled by the 20th, I believe. They could be dropped off at the Bernal R7 High School office, or if they know me personally, I can meet with them somewhere and get the items.
So anything else we should let people know about this?
Just that it's a great way to give with the community, and I love that we're able to do this as a student body and put the bags together all together as a whole. We write individual notes for each backpack, kind of generalized, but so that the person that gets the bag knows that there's someone out there that cares about them. And so if people wanted to write generalized notes, that would be fun too. We could slip them in backpacks. But other than that, I'm just really glad that we are able to do this in our community.
All right, looking to spread the word here on this B-Bags Supplies Drive. Again, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for a full listing of supplies needed, you can visit the Brna R7 Facebook page. And on your update program this afternoon on a Double K Country, we have a couple of actors for our upcoming CCPA production, the fifth production of the season celebrating 50 years of CCPA in Nevada. So, Egan, Edie, if you want to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your involvement here in our upcoming production.
My name's Edie Gregg. We're involved with Arsenic and Old Lace. I play one of the two old ladies that are the instigators of the plot, but I don't want to give everything away.
Of course not.
She's just a little bit eccentric in the play.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with
and
we'll
you're
go with
not.
That.
I'm not eccentric at all.
That's Keegan Whipple, and he plays one of my nephews.
I am the best, her best nephew, her favorite nephew, probably.
Oh, sure, yes.
Yes. Go with that. So, yeah, Arsenic and Old Lace. I know we were talking before we got on air a little bit about how this production, this play goes back in a number of years. Also had the film that apparently you saw while you were in school, too. So, for those who maybe haven't seen it, and I know that during this season of CCPA, we've had musicals, we had mysteries, we had comedies. Where does this kind of fall on the spectrum?
Oh, it's kind of a, in places, kind of a dark comedy. It's very funny in places, and a lot of physical humor, a lot of subtle humor, but I think people will really enjoy the comic parts of it, yes.
This will be my fourth or fifth play that I've done, and I've done mostly comedic stuff, but this is going to probably be my favorite. I think this is going to be really fun. It has some really good stuff in it.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, I know we don't want to give away too much, but I understand three acts in this performance, too. So there'll be plenty for people to see and enjoy.
Yes, there are, I think I counted last night, 14 actors in the play.
Yeah.
And they range all the way from the two old ladies, one of which I play, their three nephews, some sidekicks and girlfriends and
cops.
Doctors and cops, a lot of cops in the show. And there's even a corpse. And mm-hmm. I'll throw that all together. It makes it fun.
I can read over the names.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we've got Richard Doubt, who plays one of my brothers. Benjamin Dillon, who plays a police officer. James Dillon plays a police officer. Edie has already introduced herself. Jane Ann Hancock, who's the other aunt. Sean Johansson. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure who mm-hmm. Sean plays.
He plays a cop. Oh. He's one of the cops.
He's one of the cops. Salem Yonker, who plays one of the sidekicks, I guess I'll
yes.
say. And Robert Kaltoff.
He actually plays two parts. Hmm. He plays a homeless man and a director of an institution.
And Brent Mendenhall
plays a neighbor.
Yes. And Robert Poe
is a cop. Gabe Weston is the corpse.
Okay. Michael Cerna, who plays another one of my brothers. And Ivy Swearingen, she plays my fiance in the play.
Yeah. So.
All right. So going through those names, a lot of names that we've heard and
ones.
Seen a lot.
Yes.
A lot of familiar ones that
yes.
either we've had in here or I've seen on the posters before.
But a lot of new ones,
yes.
too, I think. Yes.
Yeah. There are a number of those that I didn't recognize. So
yes.
a little bit of a mix of those that have been in a number and those who haven't. So, you know, apparently getting some good word out on auditions,
well,
too,
we
before
hope
this.
So. Yes.
So, again, these performances are coming up for three nights and one afternoon show, right?
Yes.
April 18, 19, and 20 start at 7:30 p.m., and that's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then April 21st is an afternoon show at 2 p.m.
All right.
And the show is directed by Margaret Haverstick.
And capably assisted by her daughter, Virginia, yes.
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 And they're fun to work with, too.
Yes.
And all these performances, of course, at the Fox Playhouse
yes.
has been through the season.
Yes. And we don't want to not mention our sponsor. My goodness, the Metz Bank has just been so good to us. Year after year after year, they've sponsored, they've donated, they've helped us out any way they could, and we just appreciate them so much.
Yeah, so again, if people want to attend, well, we told you about the dates. You know where it is. But again, you can go online at ofoxplayhouse.org. Well, I keep on saying newly redesigned website. It's been a few shows since they've gotten that, but I don't know how long you keep that term anew on it. But there's some opportunities there, but also, of course, at the door, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what's kind of the breakdown of admission? I know children and students have a little bit of a discount. And as I'm looking at my sheet, it's a little fine print.
The adult admission is $10.
Okay.
Students and children is $5. Yes.
All right.
So. And there really are no reservations required. You just show up at the door and there'll be seats available.
All right. So looking forward to that. So they got that coming up here in April. And from what I understand, there will be one more show of the season in June coming up. Are you kind of gearing up for that pretty soon after the show, too?
Yes, right away.
Yes.
Yeah, these plays are often kind of bang, bang. You know, they end and then maybe a week later they're trying out for the next one. So
again, if people want to find more information on that, I know that I can oftentimes see it on CCPA in Nevada, the Facebook page as well. I know I've seen that auditions are coming up for the next performance after this. Yeah, yes. Those next 2 days, yes. As you said.
Yes.
So a lot to look forward to. Anything else you'd like to make mention of?
Just come see us. We've worked really hard on this. We're proud of it. We're thankful for our sponsor and thankful for the people in Nevada who do support us.
Yeah, and I think that, like I said earlier, this is going to be a good show. It's very funny. I think this is amazing writing, and I hope we can do it justice because the writer is just brilliant. I think it's brilliantly written. So,
yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it. CCPA's production of Arsenic and Old Lace coming up April 18th through the 21st at the Fox Playhouse. And I'm Ben Aberg. That's been your update program this Monday afternoon.